This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Athens Olympics ended last night. International Olympic Committee President Jacques Roga told the people of Greece in their native language, "You won."
Kerdisate.
After 17 days of sports, scandals, and political upheaval, Greece celebrated its success with a festive closing ceremony and the traditional handoff to the site of the next Summer Games, Beijing, in 2008. Joining us from Athens to talk about the just-completed games is NPR's Tom Goldman. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve.
So Jacques Roga called it a victory for Greece, and it was something of a surprise win, wasn't it?
It was. Many would say absolutely it was a surprise. You know, the image I got last night when Roga said, "You won," was he was kind of the ring referee holding up Greece's hand, and Greece was Rocky Balboa. Remember at the end of the first Rocky movie where Rocky's standing there with his eyes swollen shut and he's screaming, "Adrian!" Because this country had been through a punishing fight. There was international criticism for all the construction delays. There were strikes. There was political sniping. There were grave concerns about Greece's ability to prevent terrorism in this post-9/11 world. And all these things made it appear at times that these Olympics wouldn't happen. And then once the game started, you had doping scandals, judging scandals, small crowds. So saying you won, that you pulled it off, really is significant for this country.
Why so significant for Greece?
Greece is a country intimately linked to its glorious past, you know, the cradle of Western civilization. Greece wanted to show the world it belongs today and in the future, and organizing this enormous global event and pulling it off, Greece believes that sent the right message.
So now Greece has the euphoria of a successfully completed Olympics. They've got some slightly used and in some cases not quite completed Olympic stadiums. What do they do now?
Yeah, after the euphoria comes the hangover. A huge debt from all the money that was spent, much of it because of the delays. And as you say, questions about some of these facilities, these venues. A baseball stadium, for instance. They don't play baseball here. What are they going to do? Then there's the bigger issue of how this might change Greek culture. As recently as the 1980s, Greece was considered a third world country, and that started to change in the 90s with young professional Greeks who were educated abroad. They started coming home. And these people were largely responsible for turning these games around after they stalled for a couple of years. Can that forward momentum continue? Can Greece play off the success of the Olympics and learn not to do things at the last minute? One person I read said, check back in 50 years.
Okay. When you say that it was very important that Greece succeed here, one of the reasons must be that there was this scandal going along with the Olympics, and some people would wonder if the Olympics could overcome it. 24 people were caught doping at these games.
Yeah, a record 24 left the games, either were expelled or withdrew for doping-related reasons. The IOC did show that it's not afraid to kick out gold medalists, 3 of them, in fact, and it's not afraid to risk alienating the host country by pursuing and driving out the 2 biggest Greek stars here, track athletes Kostas Kanderas and Katerina Thanou.
And after watching 17 days of sports, Tom, I think you're entitled to tell us what your favorite moments were.
Completely unfair question, Steve. There are 28 sports here, and I personally could find fascinating things about all of them, including rhythmic gymnastics. But a few stand out. Watching Argentina dismantle the USA men's basketball team, proving that NBA players no longer are necessarily the best in the world. The 3 U.S. women's team sports, basketball, softball, soccer, all gold medalists. They all won with sound fundamentals and grace. And Hisham El Garouche, the Moroccan distance runner, who'd won everything but an Olympic gold medal, finally broke through, won not only the 1500, but the 5000 meters, first man in 80 years to do that.
And the men's marathon came last night.
How could we not talk about that? Brazilian runner Vanderlei de Lima was leading with about 3 miles left. Suddenly, a spectator, identified later as a defrocked Irish priest, ran out. He grabbed Lima, pulled him into the crowd. Police tackled the guy, and Lima got free and got back on the course. But he was obviously shaken up. He got passed by the ultimate gold and silver medal winners. But he hung on, and he won the bronze medal. About 100 meters from the finish, he spread his arms and swooped back and forth on the track like an airplane, with a big grin on his face. He later got a sportsmanship award as well as his bronze medal. And that's as good an image as any to end the games with.
NPR's Tom Goldman was grabbed and pulled into the crowd several times as he covered 17 days of the Olympics, but he survived to complete the test. Congratulations, Tom, and thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.